Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Everyone, Arsenal versus Liverpool, probably, in the Carabao Cup semi-final. First leg, I'm Paul Machin, Emma Sanders and Chris Pajak join me in the studio for this one. And Chris, can I just shock you?
Go on.
I've always been a big fan of the League Cup.
Love it, mate. Love it. I really enjoy the Carabao Cup. My favourite of all the energy drink competitions.
Yes.
Apart from the Red Bull series where they fly planes, I do like that.
And the like the one where they make like kart racing or something
like
that.
There's the Auto Cup thing in pre-season. That's quite a cool one. That's not a racing car thing, but
Is it sponsored by an energy drink?
No.
Okay.
I feel like thanks for contributing, Emma.
I was going to think of other cups. The ashes, whatever.
Yeah, definitely. I think I'd rather drink ashes, to be honest, than drink Carabao, to be perfectly honest. But no.
I'm still not sure it exists.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it's got all the hallmarks of it being in whatever your knockoff version of Home and Bargains is, like really like high local high street knockoffs. They sell it for like four cans for a quid.
Yeah,
and with the like a fluorescent star card.
Oh, God, yeah.
With it written on in black marker pen. I think they're the only places that sell.
And
Carabao.
Your tongue goes like bright green.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, definitely. You can see.
But yeah, love it. Great cup.
Magic competition.
Crap sponsor at this point in time. I've wildly changed my opinion, isn't it funny, Emma, how that happens? You know, we've gone
any competition where you can only play two games to get to the semi final is a decent competition.
Brilliant. Yeah,
no, but like, look, in all seriousness, the whole aim of football is to win trophies, isn't it? So anytime you get sort of in semi finals, finals of any,
I'll go away with your logic.
But come on,
it's got a stupid sponsor, Emma. It's got a stupid sponsor and
three handles.
Yeah, no, that is bonkers. Like, that is absolutely bonkers. Forget the sponsor, the fact that it's got three handles. But no, like, honestly, a trip to Wembley, cheeky little, you know, away day out with all your mates, have a few drinks, lift another trophy. What's not to like?
Liverpool getting to the semis of this competition, Chris, is a bit, I feel, for Jurgen Klopp, because I don't think he likes getting to the semi-finals of this competition, is a bit like in the Goblet of Fire, where Harry ends up in the Triwizard tournament without wanting to be there.
Yeah.
And he's like, now you're in a tournament where you can die. And he's like, what? No, I never wanted to be in this. What are you talking about?
I did not want a two-legged semi-final in January. I really didn't want this. How have I ended up in this?
Yeah.
Why?
But there's a glory if you win it. Yeah. There's a glory if you win it. So
exactly, and that's my point. I think now that we're there, I think we will take it more seriously. Yeah. The only issue is, and we'll talk in part two a bit more about how Liverpool go about this, but it is just the nature of reality of where we're at right now, is that we go, okay, well, I tell you what, we'll actually take it seriously. Come on, first teamers, let's go. And then he looks behind them and everyone's either like in a plastic bubble or hobbling along.
Or in Africa.
Or literally on a plane, overhead flying. Mo Salah and Mane just waving from the windows of a plane flying over the train.
I like the idea of us playing Zorba in the Carabao Cup, though. Is it Zorb football? What's it called?
Zorb, yeah.
All of us just going around.
Have we found a solution to COVID isolation rules?
To make the League Cup better?
Yeah. That's
Bubble boy football.
I could even maybe get in the starting 11 then. Oh, my dreams could come true.
Absolutely.
I love it.
Maybe that's where we're at. You know, if you don't wish to be vaccinated, then you need to play the games within a giant inflatable bubble.
That's why I've been putting on weight for a long time. Paul, I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm good to go right now.
I think this is how Djokovic is playing in the
Yeah, he's got some kind of pass to basically play.
He's playing
without
tennis in his orb. That's what he's what he's doing. Yeah, absolutely.
Drama.
Yeah. Chris, look, it has become, I think in Liverpool fans' heads, it's certainly become more important. We had a good old chat post-match after Chelsea. Brilliant stuff, by the way. I said, if there's a world where, if out of the two of us, you're delivering really level-headed, quite upbeat sentiments on something, that's a good indicator that it's not fucked. Because if it is fucked, you'd be like, it's fucked, without a doubt. But in our head, where we kind of fell down on it is, if Liverpool are going to be 11 or 8 ball points or an insurmountable amount of points away from Manchester City, and you still got to win Premier League games because that's what you're playing every week, but it does put a little bit more focus on, because for years and years we've said, look, if you have to make this choice, sacrifice the domestic cups if it gives you any kind of advantage in going for a league title or a Champions League. If the Premier League's off the table, it does open up this world where just go and win the League Cup just because, why not? It's a piece of silver.
I'm not into giving up the league for a League Cup, by the way. Yeah. I'm going to set that out there right now. We should absolutely not give up the league for the League Cup. Like, no Liverpool fan should be thinking, we're three games away from a trophy, let's give up on the league for this one.
Yeah.
The one that matters the least of all of them. But that being said, you're three games away from a trophy.
Can I ask a question on this? And it's just one of those ones, because it's a very internet question, and we exist on the internet. Would you rather win the League Cup this season, but guarantee that we definitely don't win the league, or would you guarantee that we get knocked out in the semi-finals of the League Cup, and let's say the third round or fourth round of the FA Cup, without knowing how we do in the league, but it still exists in possibility.
I don't care about the League Cup still. Mm-hmm. I don't care about it. It's not a competition that I think you win, and the Liverpool players are going to be going, brilliant, we won the League Cup. They celebrate it for a day and they move on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not something that they're going to look back on. I think they're going to look back on the fact that they missed out on the league this year, because they were a squad good enough to go and win the league this year. And that's the thing that I think they'll think about when they've finished and hung up their boots. And me as a fan, the League Cup doesn't mean that much to me anymore. Like, yeah, we've got the it's a joint amount now with Manchester City total, but I don't think Liverpool, the football club, is defined by having the most League Cups with Manchester City. It's defined by league titles, and it's defined by European Cups. That's what Liverpool Football Club is defined by.
But just to play devil's advocate on this, we've got a giant new champions wall on the side of the club shop, which isn't just league titles and Champions Leagues.
Yeah.
You know, I don't disagree. The League Cup's a joke of a competition. But when now we are where we're at, I'm more of the opinion that you might as well, because I agree.
Because you don't have to. You asked me a very thing.
Yeah,
you don't have to sacrifice the league to win the League Cup.
Exactly.
You asked me a binary question, so I've answered it way. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Liverpool don't need to. Liverpool have a squad good enough to go and beat Arsenal in this game and go and win a game at the weekend in the Premier League.
Well, we can do both. It's the FA Cup as well, which helps. And that's why, you know, for me, this game against Arsenal, particularly the first leg, you give it absolutely everything. You play that like that's your cup final, because there's an FA Cup third round on the weekend.
That you should be beating shoes in.
So it's like, there's almost no excuse not to, because it's like, you're not saving players for Premier League. You've only got certain players that you can play. We touched on this in the show earlier. Literally, the forward line basically picks itself. The midfield basically picks itself because of availability of players. So therefore, you've kind of not even got the excuse to rotate.
Yeah.
So, yeah, for me, like, you absolutely go for it. I agree. Like, you don't, I think later on down the line, I still think Champions League is absolutely well within Liverpool's grasp. I'm with you on the Premier League. It's not over. It's extremely unrealistic, but it's not over. Yeah. So while you're in it, which you are until literally, like, it's mathematically won by Manchester City, you have to obviously prioritise that. Yeah. But yeah, I just think, you know, this is an opportunity where you've got an FA Cup game following. So treat this like it's the cup final.
Absolutely. Well, where I fall down on this is that if we'd if we got knocked out in the whatever round it is, fourth round, so we hadn't had to play Leicester in the build-up to Christmas.
So Preston knock us out or whatever?
Yeah. Preston knock it out. Great. You don't have an extra game in the build-up to the busy festive period, not knowing how that, of course, would have ended up going with the Leeds cancellation. Same as last season, you get knocked out by Arsenal on pens, and it's great because the last thing we needed was another fixture in that mix. We saw it the season before with the Aston Villa game being an absolute shambles because of how that falls. Normally I'm fine. Now that I am where we're at now, that makes perfect sense. Wonderful sentence, Paul. Well done. 11 years I've been doing this, and nearly 40 of speaking. I'm just the point of you might as well win it because. Yeah. What's the point of coming this far and putting yourself through everything you've gone through? It's Arsenal, so there's a nice rivalry in there to make it a bit more spicy. And to the point of, it's all well and good saying, we can focus on the Champions League. I'm not saying anyone's saying that, but we will eventually. Someone will be saying that and someone will genuinely feel that they'll go, the league's dead, put everything into the Champions League. You can't, because you can just turn up with your best side, full fit, and you could get beat by Manchester City in a semi-final or a quarter-final or by Chelsea or by Real Madrid or by any of these other teams, because you can't bank on winning the Champions League. Because if you could, we'd win it every season. Everyone would win it every season. Yeah. And because
it's not often the best team in Europe wins the Champions League.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. You know, and this is the thing. We can't have the conversations about how City are just this unstoppable juggernaut in the league. What's to say this isn't the season they're an unstoppable juggernaut in Europe as well?
Yeah.
And you've got all the way to the end of the season and you've decided to biff this one off because we want to be
You don't biff it off. You're absolutely right. Yeah. You don't. But I also think it's more important to Arsenal's players than it is to our players. And I think that's fair to say, because they're on a progression with their new manager, a young side. This could actually be a really important stepping stone for Arsenal Football Club right now, which sounds mad, and I'm sure
Are you talking about the cup, like winning the cup competition or this specific game against Liverpool?
Winning the cup competition. Okay. Young players, new manager, first job, trying to win over Arsenal fans still, even though he's done a pretty terrific job, to be fair to Arteta. Putting an imprint on a football club, forgetting the Wenger is. What they don't like is the down to go back up through the Carabao Cup to get where they want to go.
But I think for them, that's really
important.
And this is the thing. But there's two ways. I think there's two types of team that win the League Cup. It is that. I mean, look, it's Man City getting into a habit of building themselves up. The FA Cup's the thing that sets them as a trophy-winning machine, isn't it? People always talk about it. You see a lot of this, like, Mourinho wins the League Cup on the way to winning his first league title with Chelsea, etc., etc. The other side is a team that's so good that they just shut the door on all these young upstart hopefuls, and that's what I think Liverpool need to be, because if you can't win the league, then just we need to go and win everything else, because we need to. This team can't run the risk of being just the team that won the Champions League and won the league. It's too far removed from that already.
Yeah.
Whereas, I know we don't hold the League Cup in high esteem. And again, given the choice, I would prioritise every other competition over it. But when you're at this point of it, just get it banked. Yeah. Don't even celebrate it if you don't want it. Who cares? Someone wants it. And we should want it because other people want it at this point. You know, Man City have been made up with hoovering all these up. When Pep's finished, he'll have a photo with all these trophies that he won. And look at Liverpool winning that with the four trophies. We were made up with the Club World Cup.
Yeah.
And we were made up with the Super Cup. Like, the one-off, the basic, but effectively one-off games, and it was two for the Club World Cup. But they are back, they're ancillary trophies.
Yeah, I don't think you can understate the feeling of winning, and I think that's what Manchester City have had in luxury, is this feeling of knowing how to just constantly win trophies and wanting that again and again. And because they're so used to it, they're like, you know what, like, I have to taste that again, I have to feel that again. And it's almost like, yes, Liverpool have obviously been extremely successful under Klopp, they've won trophies, but not, they haven't won as many as perhaps they might have been able to do if they'd had a better squad depth, a kind of cup run, whatever it might be, easier draws. so they haven't had that relentlessness of kind of tasting what it feels like to win trophies.
You want them to be addicted to it, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, exactly. Like you want them to go, you know, if they don't win a trophy in one season, to really feel it and go, oh my God, I've not won anything in ages, and then have that hunger.
Liverpool within touching distance of, we could be sat here talking about the Jurgen Klopp era as where one League Cup so far, one Europa League, two Champions Leagues, two Premier Leagues. That is what Liverpool came within touching distance of being able to achieve. And as it stands, it's a league and a Champions League. The League Cup doesn't define anything by any stretch, but what it does is it helps to define an era where you can say over a period of 5 years, Liverpool won all of these things. You know, you look back, whenever we look at Liverpool legends and we go back at what they won, you do it, you go through Phil Thompson, you know, you go three European Cups, 8 league titles, X amount of league. You rattle these all off, and then when you go, you got the lads who they go on Sky Sports and it lists their honours, and it's like he won a league.
Yeah.
It's like, well, great, that's brilliant that you won a league, but
appeared true, in the Capital One Cup final.
Exactly, true Liverpool legends, and we're talking about this side being the best Liverpool side, certainly the Premier League, and comparable with all of the great ever Liverpool sides. They just went and fucking won everything.
Yeah.
They weren't arsed. Different game now, of course, far more competitive, more games, more extreme, but bigger squads, better quality.
And psychologically as well, for opponents to just constantly see you winning trophies, like, I don't know, like, as a fan, I might not remember whether it's the FA Cup or the Carabao Cup that someone's won. If, you know, you might just have an image in your head of, like, someone winning a domestic cup, but you have that image in your head. And if you're the opponents that are coming up against City, all you have in your head is that they're just constantly lifting trophies.
Yeah.
And what that does to your opponents is, you know, it does. It gets in their heads.
And we've got that a little bit of that with Arsenal because, you know, I'm speaking to Robbie and I should hopefully be speaking to him ahead of this game as well. But, you know, they were quietly optimistic going into the game last time, Chris. You know, they're on a little bit of an up. They'd had that long unbeaten run from like after the third game of the season. I think it was like 10 games unbeaten or 10 games winning or whatever. I think we humbled them a bit when we played them in the league. Now, that works two ways. That means they'll have a little bit of extra fire in the bellies, a bit more impetus. Arteta, no, they won't get absolutely launched everywhere in a war of words with Jurgen Klopp on the touchline. Will help him as well.
We could do it twice.
Yes. Yeah. But there is a little bit of what Emma's talking about there is Liverpool have got a psychological dominance over the wannabes in the
and a physical dominance over Arsenal as well over the last few years.
Obviously, we'll talk about our side shortly, but that will definitely be what they're lifting them. This isn't a full strength Liverpool, we can go for it, but Liverpool have got that, can win that psychological war by putting Arsenal going. Yeah. It's great that you've got all these lovely ambitions to be this big side, but we actually are a big side, so get back in your home.
Look, I can only relate to it to what I've experienced in my life, right? And at a young age, I was a very good swimmer, like, but I wasn't the best. And there was a lad that I used to always go up to, Mart, if you're watching, thanks very much, mate, appreciate this, because I know you do now that you live in Australia and you're a Liverpool fan. There was a lad I was beating before I swam against him because he was better than me. And it never, ever mattered. Like, I don't think I ever beat him in hundreds of races because he was better than me. But I was beaten before I even started because I knew that time and time again. And Arsenal and Liverpool over the last few years have kind of got a little bit like that, you know what I mean? Where it doesn't matter what Arsenal are playing like, they feel, I think, like they are going to get tonked because of the style of play that Arsenal play. And it just doesn't match up against Liverpool very well. Yeah. They need to turn that round. Liverpool have had that with Manchester United at Old Trafford for the longest time. Yeah. You need something to do. You need to change something. You need a big win at a ground like Old Trafford. where you can change it, and hopefully the future is different. Arsenal need to somehow find a way to do that against Liverpool, and this might be the perfect competition for them to do it.
And about the perfect time for them as well, as mentioned. We actually did say, when we played them in the league, it was probably a good time for them to, a decent time for them to play us at that time. I'd certainly say it's the case now, given what Liverpool are going through in terms of fitness and form and literally the manager not being there and what have you. But Arsenal are going to be up for it, of course, they are. Everything you said there, you have to prioritise the cups when you've got nothing else to go for. No, there's no shame in that.
Although they do have Champions League qualifications to go for now.
Which is massive for them again.
Yeah. Which is huge. Yeah. Yeah.
But that's a conversation that follows, isn't it? Yeah. You know, yeah, they'll look at that can go one of two ways. We've seen that. You win the League Cup and then you fall off a cliff, or you win the League Cup, yeah, and it gives you that boost of confidence that you're a little bit better than the things around you. That's why it's massive for Arteta. It's a much more important trophy for Arsenal's development. But I think in terms of what Liverpool are trying to do, it's to keep it all going.
You just want to bat them away. You want to be the big brother and just bat them away. Hold them on the headers. They're trying to swing for you and be like, look, maybe in a few years when you're 17, 18 and we're physically on the same level, you can do this with us.
Yeah.
But right now, Arsenal is still behind us in their development as a team. Liverpool's team is still much better drilled. It's still much stronger. It's still got the better players. It's still got the better manager. And it's still got more experience than Arsenal.
Yeah.
They can hurt us. Of course, they can hurt us. Any football team can hurt another. But 9 times out of 10, Liverpool are walking away from a two-legged tie against Arsenal with the win.
I completely agree on that. Right, we're going to pick up on more on what Liverpool are likely to do. We've got a trivia question before the break. When was the last time Liverpool won a League Cup tie in 90 minutes versus Arsenal? Answer after this. Hey everyone, Mate here. Just a little insert from me to say that if you enjoyed this podcast and the other podcast that we put out for free and you want more, then my word, you can have more on the redmentv.com. Go over there, sign up and get extra bonus shows from us each and every week, as well as a whole suite of video content, documentaries, features and interviews. But yes, you can also play those podcasts in your native podcasting app as well to have a seamless Redmen TV experience in your ears. The redmentv.com. Sign up there today. Hey, welcome back. Yes, if you want to win that incredible signed Jordan Henderson print and get yourself an incredible amount of Liverpool streaming content, then do try Redmen Plus. We're very proud of what we're achieving over there. We hope it'll keep you thoroughly entertained through good, bad and everything in between with the Mighty Reds. We've got a brilliant feature coming up at the end of the month, actually. It's a guide to all the murals in and around Anfield and beyond. Really, really smart thing. It's been in production for quite some time. We're finally getting that out at the end of January, so that's to come. If you start your subscription now, then you'll get that at the end of January. We had a super chat come in, actually, while we were just chatting, from Akash. It says, Klopp is the best thing that happened to Liverpool, but his trophy cabinet is only one Premier League and Champions League. We need to win more trophies to establish Klopp's legacy. As I said, completely agree with that, mate. Absolutely spot on. Right, the question before the break, when was the last time Liverpool won a League Cup tie in 90 minutes versus Arsenal? Because as we've played them loads and loads. In fact, we played them last season. We played them the season before. There was a gap back to 2009.
Oh, is that going to show us the answer?
That's going to show the answer. Come on, Simon. Jesus Christ.
It's too small. Did you see it?
No.
Yeah. And then we drew 0-0 technically last year, lost on penalties. We drew 5-5 the year before, but won on penalties. We lost 2-1 in 2009. We lost 6-3 in 2007.
Can I guess 1995?
You can guess 1995 by all means.
I don't even know if we played them that year. But
I mean, I can't even remember what happened last week. So I'm going to go with 2004.
The answer is 1996.
I don't even remember the competition that year.
Yeah, League Cup fourth round.
I mean, I was about 2.5 years old, so.
The goals for Liverpool.
I was in the prime of my life.
Steve McManam and Robbie Fowler with a penalty. Robbie Fowler again, and Patrick Berger to Jason McAteer assists.
What colour kit were we playing?
In that one, red. Because we were at home.
4-2. Looked like a good game.
Yeah, 4-2. Ian Wright scored 2 penalties for the Arse in that one
Ian
as well.
Ian Wright.
There you go. Well done. It's been a while, is the point there. We've had some cracking League Cup games with
good
Arsenal.
Good job of not playing them over 90 minutes.
It is true.
A relevant question.
Yeah, oh yeah, completely. Because it's like, I just thought, when was the last time we beat them? And it was like, Two years ago, wasn't it?
I don't think I got that, by the way.
Really?
Just for future reference.
Yeah.
You've overthought it. You could have just got us both with that one.
Yeah.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
In terms of the team then, all of the conversation we've had, so I think we're all reasonably well in on this notion that it's Shrewsbury at the weekend, so you've got a full, it's
twat Arsenal.
Yeah, well, you've got no reason not to treat this like your big game of the week.
It's absolutely the big game of the week.
It is, without a shadow of a doubt. However,
Shrewsbury,
as it stands, Liverpool, definitely without Alisson, Matip, Firmino, and Jurgen Klopp still
Mane,
for this game.
Mane, Salah,
Mane, Salah, Keita at AFCON, the original
probably Origi and Minamino too.
No word on Origi. He hadn't even been in training this last night. Yeah. Minamino's is a doubt. Harvey Elliott's still out.
Yeah.
It seems very likely that Thiago will miss out on this game as well.
Play the kids.
Well, this is the point, is that our best 11... It's
Ox in the nine.
Well, I
Jota
think
from the left.
I think it'll be Jota in the middle, Ox and Curtis Jones out wide in the front three, and then your midfield is basically Milner, Hendo, Fabinho, and then Kelleher, and then your back line's the same.
Emma, I told you to put a pin in a point from the podcast earlier. You wanted to discuss a formation change.
So just to
is it 4-2-3-1?
No, throw a massive spanner in just because. Okay. We basically haven't got any forwards, so why not try and play the fewest amount of forwards possible and then put all of our defenders on? So play a back five just for the first leg. Just basically...
Oh, you sticky because boss, it's two legs. I love this.
Yeah, because it's two legs, the first leg, you just have to just we can draw it. And then we get everyone back for the second leg at Anfield.
Emma Benitez over there, fucking hell.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, so basically I'm thinking, you can have Trent and Robbo's back.
Robbo's back.
So you got Robbo and Trent, and then you can play Kanate, Van Dijk, and
Gomez
as a back three.
I love it. Make it a proper European away.
So what? Jota and
probably Ox.
Up front.
So what formation are you going with here?
So like a Chelsea style two up top, one in behind.
Yeah, yeah, one in behind. So you'd have probably Curtis Jones in behind, and then
So what are we doing here?
So
can you give me the numbers? So let's count them. Five.
Even Kelleher.
Are we going five at the back?
Yeah.
Five at the back, right? Next. Well, 5-3-2.
Yeah.
It's not, it's more 3-4-1-2, isn't
That's
it?
That's more than 10.
3-4-1-2.
3-3-4-1-2. You
said 3-4-1-2. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I need a piece of paper. God, I'm not very good at being Benitez. This is
stressful. Virgil.
Write it down on his little pad.
This is a lot of energy expended for something that is never going to happen, by the way.
Yeah.
So wait, are you going, just like Emma say, how many people, how many defenders?
Five.
How many
five out of possession.
Just put it in a formation. Fucking hell, five.
Yeah.
Then how many midfielders?
Hang on.
You've got five left. You can split it 3-2.
3-2. Yeah.
Okay, sound 5-3-2. Yeah. It wasn't that hard.
No, but your midfield three is like a diamond, isn't it? So it's essentially 5-2-1-2. Is that right? Yeah.
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 Okay,
yeah.
So you've gone two Fabinho and Hendo holding.
Yeah, and then
Milner in the 10.
Well, maybe Curtis Jones. Yeah.
Okay, and then who's your two forwards?
Ox and Jota.
Ox and Jota, with Kurt Jones behind.
Maybe, yeah.
I feel Fabinho like you focused Hendo. Heavily on we've got three centre-halves here and not really considered
the other. That was as far as I got. And then, it got quite exciting then, okay. Didn't it?
Slightly outside shout because we've seen Nico Williams play right wing. Yeah. I'd rather play Kostas Tsimikas left wing.
as a left wing back, yeah.
If we have to do something mad like that, because
I'd rather play Robbo myself, but either or.
I'd be happy with either, but right, I agree, sort of, yeah, the right back, right wing back does kind of provide you that opportunity to maybe bring in Nico instead of Trent just to rotate a little bit.
Everything here is made miles easier by having one of Divock or Minamino absolutely. Available and the knowledge of how highly Klopp does and Lidlers do or do not rate Kate Gordon.
Mm.
Because one of the brief chats we had earlier on the podcast was we chose to play Connor Bradley at right back and Nico Williams right wing rather than play Kate Gordon in a game where we played kids in that game. There was no seemingly reason for us doing that. So that's because you write the forward options. You based on the
Nico has to play with a forward.
Yeah.
I don't think Nico works with an ox. You know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? No, I think he works with an Origi or something because of the style of player that he is. He wants to whip that ball in. Origi wants to get in that 6-yard box. But like someone like Ox doesn't have that sort of killer instinct to go in. Jota does, to be fair.
I think Ox works better on the left as well. Like when he has been put in that front three. I just think he works better on the left only because I think by having Trent on the right hand side and making those overlapping runs, it's almost like if you're going to have to compensate in part of the front three, maybe the right-hand side is probably one that you can maybe be slightly weaker on because you know you've got such a good outlet in Trent on the overlap, if that makes sense. So it's almost like you can kind of move the outside to that side.
For me, the Kate Gordon thing, it's just worth having a look at because, look, we saw Harvey Blair get a run out against Preston when Kate wasn't available. And it boils down to this thing of Klopp learned his lesson about just playing lads, technically worse lads in their natural positions over technically better lads out of position. And there's only so, well, look, we're down to a position where we've got one of our six forwards available at time of recording. There's no good answer to that. There's no answer that's going to make Liverpool at the same level of strength that we've seen in any other game this season, because we've been even with the game where we started Harvey Blair, you've still got Origi and Minamino who would be more than good enough to cause Arsenal problems in this game if we had them. So I would go, and Jota nailed on, there's any world where Jota doesn't start this game.
Yeah.
I'd give Kate Gordon a go on the right hand side, and then I'd probably say to, depending on what you want from your midfield, I'd probably give it to Curtis Jones because...
I'd give it Curtis.
Because if you do that, it gives you the option to put Ox in midfield.
Mm.
Yeah.
Who's a bit more up to speed, a bit fitter, a bit sharper, and he's been in good form as well.
Yeah.
And then you jiggle things around there.
I think we do need to have a look at Arsenal as well. So Tomiyasu, who I think was a brilliant signing for them at right back. So I think, you know, that makes kind of our left forward side slightly harder, if that makes sense. Whereas their left side, like Kieran Tierney, like going forward is brilliant, but there will be space. There will be space in behind. So do we then kind of, you know, as I was just saying before, maybe put Ox on the left, because if he's one of the more, when we're talking about the available players, he's one who knows that front three role probably better than anyone else. Maybe you then do play him on the right, because if their left back position or, you know, in behind is perhaps an area that we might be able to exploit, do we then put our better option on that side? Do you know what I mean?
I think the big
Tomiyasu's solid as well. So that's what
I'm getting at, is that Tomiyasu for me is their best defender defensively. I think Kieran Tierney's a brilliant footballer, but maybe not as good defensively as Tomiyasu. Yeah.
Emma sort of hinted at it before, Chris, but I think it doesn't, our ambitions to win the League Cup might look a bit, how we go about it might look unfamiliar. So if people are looking to this game as the thing that's going to lift their mood because Liverpool are going to rock up to the Emirates and smash five past Arsenal because we're brilliant, this is a game where I think we need to go a bit Benitez-esque. We don't have the firepower available to us, but potentially not,
in a week's
not
time
at all.
Might, though.
Exactly. It's a two-legged game. What we need to do is make sure this game isn't over by the time the full-time whistle goes. Because next week, and you don't know who else might go down in the meantime, but at the very least, Klopp will be back, Firmino will be back, Matip will be back, and Alisson will be back.
Assuming they're all okay.
Yeah.
Assuming
I don't know if any of them have been ill or not.
They will be available for selection. They will be out of isolation, if nothing else. Yeah. You will have more lads available.
If they've tested negative.
Yeah. No,
well,
you will have,
yeah.
You'll have
yeah.
more lads available to you by that point. It's another week on. I think their isolation ends on the day after this game. So one of my points is, you're right, we should have a much deeper pool of talent to call upon another week on. Origi might be back, Minamino might be back, Thiago might be back, etc., etc. And you look at it, 90 minutes at Anfield, where even if you're chasing a couple of goals...
Is it possible for any of Salah or Mane to have been knocked out?
No.
Damn.
Yeah, I think the earliest they can come back is something like, I don't know, 26 or 7th of January or something, at the end of the group stages,
What I'm kind of saying is, and not to go to all horrible social media speak, but we need to normalise the conversation around like a draw being a really good result for us in this game, or us scraping through by hook or by crook any kind of not horrific results, because we're playing for on Thursday, if we can't have it all our way, which is possible, we might do. Our team might be good enough to do the business against Arsenal. It wouldn't shock me, because we've still got some boss players. We're just making sure we're just teeing up. Yeah. A big Anfield night.
I mean, that was essentially, like, all joking aside, where the sort of the back five idea came from was it was just get to half time 0-0. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's cliche, but that is it, because Liverpool sort of had to do that. Like, you look at last season when we had like no defenders, and it was like, let's just make sure we're not out of a position where we can qualify for the Champions League. And they did that by just filling gaps and getting to a point where they could then get their players back and challenge. And if we're talking about a game in 180 minutes, that's exactly it. It's just get to a point where you can actually play a side that's capable of causing them problems. So, yeah, I am really interested. And I don't think I'd mind the idea of just slightly changing the system. But I'm not sure.
It's
whether
Pep
Klopp
Linders,
would do that.
And he's going to have it. I reckon he's got his own little playbook that he's been annotating things in for the last couple of years. And where he goes, right, I've had a week on the training ground with these lads. Now, here we go. Here's the formation that revolutionises football.
Can I tell you what he's going to do?
Kelleher
attack the game, because he mentioned the attack before the
can't
game.
Can't stop talking about it.
This is why Klopp mentioned the attack the league. Yeah. He's had Pep in his ear attacking all the time. That's why Klopp's going into press conference. We're going to attack the league, and it was the coach whisperer of Pep Linders in his ear all the time. Like, but that's what he's going to do. He's going to go out there. I think he's going to set the team up to try and win the game, because I think it's one of them, isn't it, where it's totally fine mentality to go in and walk away, maybe even a goal down. I don't think that's a good result for Liverpool. I think a good result is a win, and it always
that
is a win.
That was achieved as well, isn't it?
Yeah, but I also feel like, you know, you go out there, you try and win. If you can win with no forwards, the time might be over. It's all well and good saying, oh, make sure you're not out of it by half-time, but you can win it at half-time as well.
Yeah.
Like, don't forget that. These players are good.
You're right. But then at the same time, it's almost like,
you've got to be pragmatic. I think that's what you two are doing. I think you're being pragmatic, and that's
because
fine.
Because if you go out to win it and it completely backfires, then that whole second game's a write-off. Because like you say...
It's not at Anfield. Not Liverpool versus Arsenal, is it? With our full-strength team. I fancy us from 3-0 down to do them at Anfield.
Yeah. If Divock Origi's not dead.
End of combo. To be fair,
right. Barcelona in the semi-final of the Champions League from 3 goals down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Did we?
Yeah.
We should talk about that more.
No Salah.
Yeah, no Shaqiri.
We haven't got Genie, so bring back Ronaldo.
We've got Kurt Jones.
I'm Milner's finished now, apparently.
It's his birthday today.
It is, 36.
Oh,
young,
happy birthday, Jimmy.
Sprightly James Milner.
Cheeky Ribena.
Let's have a little look at the rest of the fixture. Chelsea Tottenham is, of course, the other semi-final. I know it's a bit early for all of this, and we'll get a clearer picture. This is definitely a conversation more, and I'll ask it again next week. I guess it'd be nice to see Tottenham do something there.
I don't want two teams in the side who are used to winning. And if there are two teams in the league who are used to winning, I want it to be Liverpool and Manchester City. There's nothing I can do about City. They've won loads of stuff. I want that European Cup to just be a bit of a blip for Chelsea, if you know what I mean. Because you can't... you can't. We don't have enough trophies to share between three really good teams. Yeah. There's barely enough to. Man City don't share them anyway.
Yeah,
no. Like, you know what I mean. Yeah. There's no need for that. Like, I don't want Chelsea winning it. I don't.
Yeah, no. I'm with Chris on that because I think, you know, we were saying before about you're only two or three games away from winning the cup. So two or three games isn't gonna. I don't think make a massive difference to whether Chelsea can challenge for the Champions League or challenge for the league. So, this idea of them having to play more games, I'm not having it. Like, I'd rather them just get knocked out by Tottenham and they don't win a trophy.
Yeah, the one thing that's quite an interesting side story to this is the second leg next week is the Wednesday Tottenham Chelsea game. Chelsea play City that weekend, and if there's an idealised situation around that game where that sets them up best, do they need to get knocked out so they've got fire in their belly so they need to go, or do they want them to have it comfortably won so that they can be nice and rotated for Spurs or the strong for City?
I think these teams, these squads, including, you know, Liverpool, quite obviously, they're used to playing two games a week. So playing a game on Saturday, Sunday, Wednesday, and then again on Saturday, Sunday, like, it's nothing to these teams. Mm. I don't think it makes any difference. I actually think it would probably be worse if they kind of played a second string in the second leg, for example. Let's say they win 3-0 in the first leg against Tottenham. I don't think Tuchel will go and play it, you know, a second team, because then they won't have played a game of football for a week, and they're not used to that. So, like, why would they? So, yeah, I don't think it makes a difference.
Talked about probably too much, isn't it? When you give players a rest, you're not necessarily feeling the benefits of it in the next game.
Yeah.
You feel it incrementally over the next 10 games.
Yeah that's
but
true.
But we always talk about it like, oh, we've rested him, so we'll be fresh for that. It's like, it doesn't work like that.
Yeah. Everyone's in a cycle, aren't they? You know, they're trained for this, like, to play two games a week. And you're right, it's more when you get to the last two games of the season and you go to put a sprint down. Can you make that sprint or can you not make that sprint? And we can never measure that at the time. That's why we always go, Liverpool going on a winter break absolutely kills us, and it because.
But if we win our last fucking load of games, it doesn't
exactly. Yeah. I just want to give a shout out to our good friend Jay Pearson in the comments, who got to play in a DeLorean this week for an upcoming Red Men Plus documentary. More on that to follow. If you haven't followed Jay on social media, do for some boss pictures of that.
Maybe he didn't play with himself in a DeLorean.
I hope for the it's owner Jay of probably, the DeLorean
probably did do didn't that he? Too. I mean, we've,
as two men who both played in a DeLorean, yes, it can be an irresistible feat.
I have no idea what's going on.
Of course, Emma. Score predictions?
2-2.
I think it'd be 1-0 Liverpool.
Nice. Okay. Christ. 3-2 to Liverpool. No idea where we're finding three goals from. All Jota. There you go. Done it.
Kelleher's playing it in the 10. It's happening.
Okay. Let us know what you think the score will be. Let us know what you think Liverpool will do in terms of the 11. Any wild shouts that you put in terms of young players, throwing them into the mix ahead of...
One question, actually, I've got. If Kelleher plays this game, obviously he's the hero of the last round. He played against Preston North End.
Yes, he does.
You play him in the semi and the final?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I'm happy with that.
I've been thinking about this, and it's the kind of thing that City do when they've been doing it. Zach Steffen played last season, and Cavaleiro's played or whatever he was called, their backup goalkeeper back in the day, and the Claudio Bravo and all that kind of stuff.
But Kelleher's also, I think he's good at penalties, isn't he? So if you were going to play him in the final, then... don't see why you wouldn't.
And you want to get to a world, to your point, I think it was on the podcast, about how you build a squad so that you can rotate, so your B team is capable of winning these competitions.
Yeah.
And I think Liverpool's B team is capable of winning this competition.
Yeah, I agree.
Largely. But what you've got, ideally, is a couple of other good lads there. If you really need to break glass, and you can go for it, you go for it. If you've got Mo Salah there to drop in, laughing, do that, because you know why not? But theoretically, everything else you got going for, you should be sound, because unless you get Chelsea, you've really got to go for it. But we made that mistake in 2005. We played the kids all the way up in Rafa, put the best team out, and then we lost. Now, I'm sure David Raven and co probably would have gotten slapped everywhere if we played
them.
We'll
never know.
We will never know. Right, yes, plenty more to come from Red Men TV this week. I am chatting to Neil Jones to get some Journo Transfer Insight. That is live on Redman Plus.
Juicy Transfer Insight.
Absolutely. 3 p.m. today. That will be streaming over on Redman Plus. So if you start your subscription, you can get involved with that. And yeah, watch along with all of that good stuff. Chris is doing a stats show.
Yeah, Simon Brundish tomorrow. Looking forward to that. Well, I've asked him to do some stuff on rest and recuperation, actually, because it's not something we've ever talked about before. I think it's been in the news a lot, hasn't it, about Klopp saying that, you know, he doesn't want to play 26th, 28th. And because he works in that side in football, I'd like his opinion on it to give us some actual learned knowledge.
Data.
You know, rather than us just talking about it and stuff. It's Simon's life, so that's what we're going to talk about and hopefully get to grips with why Klopp doesn't like it and what Simon's opinions on it are.
Fantastic. Yeah, and on the debate show on Wednesday, we're going to be talking through what were the best moments of the year as well. So, yeah, plenty of stuff to keep you going. And Alice the murals. Yeah, I know, it's hard. It's going to be very hard to top. But then, you know, we did beat Man United at Old Trafford.
And you said that the cup win against Leicester was up there with Barca.
One of my favourite Anfield moments. So, yeah plenty to debate on
that. The thing is, Paul, like, we beat Manchester United at Old Trafford, but I didn't get to see Nipples again.
Can't have been that good.
Yeah.
Maybe it was better as a
result. No, that's what I'm saying.
So, Man United?
No, Alisson, header, I got to see Nipples again.
But I'm saying is that puts it, because you saw my Nipples,
everything
put it above.
Puts up a Barca.
Okay, sad. Puts up actually winning the European Cup. Yeah. Birthday for children.
Sounds,
why not?
Yeah.
right.
Wrap it up.
Yeah. Redmen Plus. Go to redmentv.com. Sign up. Check out Redmen Plus. And if you're a club legend, you get your name at the end of the YouTube shows, like you'll see in a second as well. All the best.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.